Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service as the host, and we have two very dear guests, Sister Nahid and Brother Mudarrisi. Welcome, both of you. Welcome to
the
studio, and I'm so happy for being here with you. But as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Well, sure. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, this is Nahid. I'm having the honor of being with you today. I'm a teacher. I have the master's degree in teaching. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And you, brother?
Yes, thank you for having me here. I'm Sayyid Muhammad Asad Mudarrisi, and I am the graduate of Hausa Seminary, and I'm also studying PhD in the field of teaching.
And that's very great. Well, there are many occasions happening in our life that if I do it, if I myself do it, that would be considered, okay, I had to. I was forced to do it. It was very natural of me to go through it. But if other people do it, no, these people are just evil. They shouldn't do this. This is not the way they had to act. Whoa, what kind of very self-centered people they are. This is how we're going to react to these issues. But then this is very paradoxical. If something is wrong, it's wrong for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
And if it's right, it's right for everyone.
It's the matter of judgments. Like, we usually want to accept ourselves and whatever we do.
Exactly.
And we got used to blaming other people for the same thing.
Yeah, we justify...
We exonerate ourselves.
Yes, we justify our own rule-breaking based on necessities, but we look at the other people breaking rules based on principle. I mean, they cross the line, they are evil.
Exactly, yeah. But that shouldn't be like that.
No, it shouldn't. Like, I think it's part of our nature that we usually want to, give the right to ourselves. And one other reason can be, like, we know our own intention. Like, do you remember the moments that we also blame ourselves when we do something intentionally and for no reasons? Like, whenever we just pass the red light and we know that it's, like, I wasn't in a hurry.
Yeah.
So why did you do this? And then we blame ourselves, too. But when we are in a hurry and, like, whenever I have a class, I confess. I do this and I just give the whole right to myself. Like, you're a teacher. You had class. You had to go.
Yeah, students are waiting for you.
Yeah.
But then there's also this very thing that even for sinning, if I lie to people, it is considered as, okay, it was a white lie. I was protecting someone. I was protecting the entire world from a catastrophe. But then if another person lies to me, it becomes so difficult for me to do the same thing for them, to justify what they have done, to say, okay, they had every right to. They were just protecting me. Why it's so difficult for me to exonerate other people, but it's very easy to do the same thing for me.
This issue could also be traced back to that humanity. I mean, the fact that I consider myself as the one who has the right to justify himself.
So why cannot apply this right to other people?
I mean, it must be this way. I mean, but this moral consistency, the fact that you have to stick to the rules, even with the others, it's not that something that can be easily achieved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do confess, we say the fact, but in practicality, when the situation comes up, it's not that easily to be put into practice.
Mm-hmm. Like forgiving people for the wrong things they do, it's not easy.
These days, I think it's even worsened. Like, we are open to judgment. We judge everyone by whatever thing that we see in them. Like, it's as if we allow ourselves to be in the center and then just look at all people with the things they are doing and make decisions. Like, hey, you did it, then you are the criminal. You're the worst. And when it comes to ourselves, we do not have that reflection.
We become a very kind judges for ourselves.
We don't even judge.
Maybe like, even if
like,
I,
I did it and that's it.
The situation that you mentioned that we crossed the red light and we look back whether we was in a hurry or not, I have never thought about it even myself. Okay, I crossed the line. I do have the right.
Yeah, you see, we even do not judge about ourselves. But when it comes to others, no, we are just like cautious of every action they are making.
No, I'm actually kind of a person who judges herself a lot. But the thing is that I usually justify myself. The problems I create and the red lines that I pass are not considered as red lines. And this is very paradoxical and dangerous, I guess. Yeah. Very dangerous.
You can't find... I mean, if you could find every member of the society justifying his or her own actions this way, I mean, the society would
dangerous.
Be crumbling. Yeah.
It's very terrifying.
Yeah.
And anarchy would be the result. But then the question is, how do I have to change my perspective? So let's go for a break and then we'll come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to Back to Reality, and we're talking about the things that are justified for me, but not justified for others. If they lie, it's a big sin, but if I do... No, it's just a white lie trying to protect other people.
Not a big deal.
Yeah. Is there any strategy that you've taken into consideration?
Like, a while ago, I just changed my expectations from other people. Like, we normally know the social norms and the orders, and we expect other people to follow them. So when they do not follow, we just start to label them as the wrongdoers.
Yeah.
But then when we change our expectations and just... have some time to just expect things from ourselves. Like, I expect myself to follow the rules and the norms. If the others are not following, okay, to some extent, I need to just intervene and talk to them, or I don't know, if I can do something, take actions. But not all the time I should be in the center and look at the others. So it's their lives. Okay, let them be accountable for it. And for my own life, I need to expect things from myself, not from the whole world.
Mm-hmm. But if I just look at the story... From this perspective, then the world would be inside of me.
No.
You know, not judging other people. Well, because I have this problem with this issue that do not judge other people. Well, I have a brain. That what a brain does.
Automatically.
It would analyze everything. So if you're very much sad for me not to analyze you in this way, then do not put yourself in that situation. It's very, I guess, easy. Like, I don't want people to judge me as this sort of person. I wouldn't put myself in that situation. So I guess it's pretty natural. So when you say do not judge people, yeah, I was actually with you to that point that, okay, I should mind my own business.
Yeah.
And I should be much more careful about every single step I take. But then that doesn't mean I'm not going to have any analysis about other people.
Yeah, most of the time, it is not our conscious that does
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Sometime unconsciously or subconsciously they're being done. But the point is that even in that situations, we have all experienced the fact that even unconsciously we've judged somebody or someone. But then after something happens, we see that this expectation that I had was wrong, was totally
yeah.
wrong. So in this case was what Islam suggests. Is that it suggests that people do have intentions and you do have to consider people's intentions. Sometimes the thing that you might see happening outside in the world could be something that is apparently not suitable, not something that is acceptable, but the intention is the thing that the element that changes it to absolutely. I mean, it changes it completely.
Like the story of Prophet Moses with the other prophet, I just forgot the name.
Khidr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like the story that happened. Literally what was going on there was
yes.
something very wrong.
And you see something natural or dynamically happening in the mind that Prophet Moses says that whatever
even
you're
the prophet.
Doing, even the prophet's doing.
Yeah.
But the concept that is being practiced there is the concept of patience. That we had another episode about.
Yeah, patience, and I guess you shouldn't go for the ultimate conclusion whenever you see any action is done before you. Like, I do not agree with the fact that you shouldn't judge, but I always say that when you're judge, even when you're judging, try to have some alternatives.
Yeah.
Like, let it be multi-layered sort of analysis.
Yeah, and also it is not like I see a person doing something wrong
yeah.
and I just, like, without
label them.
Yeah, exactly. Without giving it a thought, just claim that this person is doing something, or like shout out loud, this person is the criminal, the wrongdoer. I need to just think about intentions at least. Like we have many narrations from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Even our prophets, as you just mentioned, we have many narrations and Islamic context, which is highlighting this fact that, okay, it's okay to think. You have a brain which thinks and just makes decisions.
It comes very naturally.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that we can just label people.
Yeah, you cannot jump into conclusion.
Yeah.
Another point that I would just like to mention as we talked about this concept of accepting everything for myself and not accepting it for others is normalizing. Now, let's go for a break and then we'll come back to see what about normalizing. Well, thank you for staying with us. This is the last part of today's episode. Well, I was just saying that when we talk of concepts like this, like, okay, admitting things for myself, allowing myself doing wrong things, but what I allow for myself is not allowed for other people. I just remember the concept of normalizing. The thing which is very sad and very terrifying is the idea of the stuff that you do and they're wrong getting to be normalized. When you start to establish such a rule book for yourself that every bad thing for me is normalized, but every bad thing for other people is not normalized and it's not even forgiven, this is the very sad part.
And the same story happens in social media when we just freely leave comments for the other people, insults them in the face. But and we just give ourselves the right, okay, I think like this, I needed to share, it's the platform, the area I can share my ideas. And when the same thing happens with the other people, we say, wow, you're so rude. How are you saying such words?
Exactly.
But
if it's for me,
at a large scale, we give ourselves the right.
Exactly. If it's for me doing that, that would be the freedom to speak. Yeah.
But I would like to refer back to what Asma said. I mean, the fact that sometimes people do intentionally put themselves in the situation to be, I mean, to be judged,
Well, in media, that would get another, you know, it's a good thing. It's feedback and then it's going to improve your page or anything. So in media, that's totally different.
No, but you know, people sometimes sharing the most personal stuff of their lives and yet they do not like the comments or the ideas of the people yet. So why did you put yourself in a situation like that?
Again, we don't have
that.
The balance, like in both sides, the sides of those who are just like making comments.
Everybody has to be consider himself from his own situation. I mean, if I am standing in the position of judging someone, I do not have the right to say such words and vice versa as well.
Judging is not a good thing. Though it happens naturally, that's what my mind would do. Pretty intuitively. The bad thing, the bad point about judging is that you shouldn't take it as the ultimate truth, ultimate fact that you have reached. It's not the conclusion. There's still a lot of layers down there that you do not know. Behind the curtains, there are many other stories that you do not know about. So do not jump into conclusion, even if you go through judgments. Second of all, if there's anything that's admitted for you, admit it for other people as well. If you accept yourself to cross the red lines, then you must accept the same thing for your fellows. Like, that's the thing that we have it in our narrations from Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Like, whatever you love for yourself, you have to love it for your sisters and brothers. So this is a rule. With this mentality, I guess things are going to be pretty much cleared out for us. And also, we talked about normalization. The problem with getting into the wrong way of any story is that we get inert to it. We get accustomed to it in a way that we do not recognize that it's something wrong and we shouldn't do. So thank you, dear listeners. And thank you, dear guests. Well, it was pretty much enjoyable. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي دليلتك once again.